The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Here's another meeting of the Refreshment Club, all set to entertain you. So relax and enjoy yourself while Don McNeil masters our ceremonies today and guides the gang through this half hour of fun and music. Remember, the Refreshment Club is presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company to remind you that ice-cold Coca-Cola deserves a place with the other good things you keep in your refrigerator.
Oh, boy.
Order, please. Come to order. Answer your name is called. Clark Dennis.
Howdy.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Let's go.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here. Okay, Don. Let's go.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, here we go. With Walter Blaufuss and refreshments here, stand up and cheers. Just started with the program today, and here's a wire in for you already.
What, another one?
Another one. Oh, no. Listen to this. Just tell Clark to hurry to Hamlet rehearsal immediately after broadcast. If he doesn't do better than he did yesterday, tell him to bring a friend. Signed, Elmira John, coach of the Wilson Avenue Thespian. Well, Clark, I tell you, I wish this thing is over with tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, boy. I tell you, it'll be a relief to all of us after it gets over and you're in the title role making good there under my tutelage. We've really got that speech down right, haven't we?
Oh, boy.
That's the soliloquy I'll say. You'll get up there and slam tomorrow. Don't let anybody tell you different, kid. Here, quiet, Spiegel. Quiet.
Seems to be some doubt in the minds of the orchestra.
Well, that was Spiegel that gave that harsh laugh there. He's having a little trouble lately. He slid 3 feet last night on the floor, and his mustache came out waxed, see? So, Clark, what are you going to sing?
Punchy Anna.
Getting a little punchy myself. Go right ahead and sing. You're going to sing. Let's go.
Through the trees.
can't you speak to me of love? Pale moon is casting shadows from above. Torn Sienna, somehow I feel the jungle beat. Within me, there grows a rhythmic savage beat. Love is everywhere, its magic power fills the air. To and fro you sway my heart, in time I've learned to care. Point Sienna, from now until the dawning day. I'll learn to love forever, come what may. Long tropic wind, sing a song through the trees. Trees, sigh with me. Soon my love I will see.
Kind of a song of the tropics turned out to be, Poinciana. Clark likes those songs of the tropics. Tell you why, because he sees these pictures, you know, they have in the movies, and the fellas are never shaved down there in the tropics. They're always kind of lolling around. Of course, Clark hates to shave because he's trying to follow his father's advice. Father told him to keep out as many scrapes as possible. Of course, you won't go to the barber's because they're continually stropping their razors. His mother told him to be aware of persons who use sharp practice. So Clark's getting along very well. Here is, who is that fellow over there? Looks to me like Jack Rose, the man of 1,000 fingers in his guitar. Am I right, Jack?
That's right, darling.
Speaks English, too. All right, Jack's going to do a number on his guitar that's really a masterpiece the way he does it. It's called Feeling My Way, and I think that you'll find that Jack feels his way practically over every fret on his guitar. Fret, Astaire is listening in. He might try dancing to this. Feeling My Way. Smiling Jack Rose, the man of 1,000 fingers and his guitar. And he really did swell, too. Helen Jane, you're next, aren't you?
That's right, Don.
Helen Jane, you know, I suppose you know that tonight is New Year's Eve.
Well, I couldn't forget it.
I suppose that Johnny knows that, too, doesn't he?
That's right.
Oh, boy. Bet you're going to have a good time, huh?
Well, I hope so.
See, in the old year out, ushering out, and going
right.
to have a good time with
right.
it. Yeah. Tomorrow, I suppose you'll have a big dinner with him, huh?
I hope so.
You going to fix the dinner yourself?
Well, if he wants a good one, I better not. Is that right?
Oh, that's always that modesty creeping up. That's grand. You know, tomorrow's the day when they have the Rose Bowl game.
That's right.
Nana, in our trumpet section, wanted to bet me $50 against his trumpet on that game, but I refused. After all, I'm no tin-horn gambler. He's going to get me.
Oh!
He's all right, that fellow Nana, Walter. He's a little silent, but every once in a while he pulls a good one. He has what he calls a League of Nations deck of cards. No matter how you mix them, the deuce comes out on top. Supposing you sing, Helen Jane, and what's it going to be?
You're not the kind.
Tell that to John.
You say you're falling in love with me. That's why I sit here and cry. For that is something that never can be. And here's the reason why. For you're not the kind of a boy or a girl like me. Why, I'm just a song and a dance. That you never would doubt me. Well, I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. For I could never play fair. But it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy or a girl like me.
Very nice, Helen Jane. Now, to give you a taste of nightlife gaiety for this evening, Walter Bloffus and the boys have been working on a number called Coney Island. I've been trying to work up some lyrics for this thing. Let me see. When we went to Coney, just you and me only, you took me for a phony. That was no baloney. On the coaster, we did Rolla, and we had a Coca-Cola. Well, I did enough. I've done enough. Go ahead. You do the rest, Walter. It seems to me the last day of the year should mean something in a recording secretary's life, doesn't it, Bob Benton?
It certainly does, Doc. And many of you listening to this program will be entertaining tonight with New Year's Eve parties. And during the evening, you will be serving food and drink to your guests. Now, don't forget to include frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola. Everybody welcomes it. And Coca-Cola goes happily with a sort of food served at a New Year's Eve party. And tomorrow, on New Year's Day, it will prove a grand thing to have on hand for its tingling life and sparkle. Yes, your refrigerator may be crowded, but it ought never be too crowded for the pure refreshment of a few bottles of Coca-Cola. You can get Coca-Cola conveniently, you know, in the handy six-bottle carton. So ask your favorite dealer for one of these cartons today. All right, Don?
Park, old boy. Tomorrow's the day.
It sure is, Donnie.
Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day you do Hamlet, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And as we reach the eve of this great dramatic, whatever it'll be on your part, I want you to know a few things, Clark. Come here, fella. Clark, old boy, you've got the makings of a great Hamlet there.
Thank you, kid.
When you get up on that stage tomorrow, no matter what comes your way, don't worry. See?
All right, Pa.
You're going to be all right, fella. Just get up there and give all you've got, see?
I'll sure do it.
Don't be frightened. Don't be scared. After all, you know more than the audience does. I hope. Get up there and give them all you've got, see? Don't be frightened. Get up there and say to be or not to be. How are you going to do it? All right, come on, quick.
I'll think of you, my coach, every minute, Don.
How are you going to do it?
To be or not to be.
That's it, to be or not to be. That's the question. Just get up there and give all you've got. To be or not to be.
We were together until the dawn, one wonderful night in all of its splendor. We were together, now you are gone. That wonderful night I'll always remember. The moon was all aglow the night I loved you so. That was long ago when love was new. In dreams I remember that wonderful night with you. I might as well confess the thrill of your caress brought me happiness I never knew. My thoughts won't surrender that wonderful night with you. We had a romance started. You said goodnight. So did I. Not dreaming when we parted that our good night meant goodbye. Tonight the moon above brings back the memory of that one night of love that thrilled me through. The night I remember, that wonderful night with you.
Now, at this time, it is customary for us to introduce to you a man of great intelligence, a man who has traveled all over the world, gleaning his great knowledge from the universities. We have the pleasure of having with us the leading authority on all perplexing questions, whether from the heart, home, or the mother-in-law. All questionnaires' names and addresses are kept strictly confidential, for obvious reasons. I take great pleasure in introducing the voice of inexperience, Elmer. Ah. Elmer, are you ready to answer a few letters sent to you by your admirers who are in dire straits?
Plunge into the matter, Don. I'm all tingly inside.
Okay, Elmer. Some advice to lovelorn Miss Lucy Toot of the Bronx, who writes...
Whoa!
Elmer, darling.
Kind of personal, me think.
Yeah. Says, Elmer, darling, my boyfriend has a very annoying habit. Every time he comes to see me, he takes off his shoes, yawns, and goes to sleep and snores. What can I do?
Unquote. My dear Lucy Toot, here's the solution. The next time he takes off his shoes, pour molasses in them. Then he'll be stuck on you. Catch on, mademoiselle?
There you go. All right, here's another, Elmer. You ready?
Get going. He pulses a metronome.
Okay. Some advice of the lovelorn, Elmer, if you will.
Excuse me, but I'll take that matter up the next time. First, I want to confirm a rumor that has gained wide circulation to the effect that at this time I am available to women's clubs to give me famous version of those two stalwarts of prehistoric eras, Antony and Cleopatra. But I wish also to spike the report that I take the role of Cleopatra. The last Cleo I took me bankroll. But, I loved it. Take it, Don. I'm concluded.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you very much. Oh, my. You, too, may have your problem solved by Elmer, I'm afraid. Very nice, boy. All right, now we have a trombone solo, and what a trombone solo, by Please Go Away and Let Me Sleep Martin, who hereby shows us that he wakes up every so often and really gives vent to a trombone smear that is a trombone smear. Of course, Carol doesn't grudge other people anything they have. The only person he ever envied is Rip Van Winkle. But Carl's going to have a good time tonight, too. He's been invited to a party, and he expects to enjoy every minute of his visit, the slumber party. But today, he's really going to town with one of those good old trombone smears. No one does it like Carol Martin. It's Ham Trombone. Trombone, short for Hamlet Trombone. To be or not to be in 1 minute and 15 seconds. That was the question, and he did it. That was fun. All right, now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Sweet Genevieve. You know, the question is really not if you think you can, but if you think you can. There's a little thought along that line that one of our Refreshment Club listeners, Mr. E.B. Millard, sent in to us. I'd like to read it as we bid 1936 farewell today. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you lose, you've lost. For out in the world, we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. Many a race is lost ere ever a step is run, and many a coward fails ere ever his work's begun. Think big and your deeds will grow. Think small and you fall behind. Think that you can and you will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to believe in yourself before you can win a prize. Life's laurels don't always go to the stronger or swifter man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the fellow who thinks he can. You know, Helen Jane, I was awfully happy to see that you're going to sing South Sea Island Magic, isn't that it?
At last, you mean?
Yes, at last. Good old South Sea Island Magic. You know, Walter tells me that he was in the South Sea Islands one time in the jungle, and a lion ran across his path. Said he had no gun in his hand, so he took a pail of water, and he poured it over the lion's head, and he ran away.
Really, Don?
Mm-hmm. And I can really vouch for that, too, Walter, because I was in the South Sea jungles myself a little later on. The lion ran into me, and when I stroked his mane, it was still quite damp.
Some lion.
All right. Some lion, Walter says.
You're right.
Always there with those gags. South Sea Island Magic.
Made of the light from the stars, breeze from the mountains, and music from native guitars. South Sea Island magic has taken possession of me. I'm condemned forever to linger and dream by the sea. Do you recall our meeting at a campfire near the ocean? A single word of greeting was the start of an endless devotion. Moonlight, firelight, starlight, and songs that are old but still new. Island magic has brought me the magic of you. Do you recall our meeting at a campfire near the ocean? A single word of greeting was the start of devotion. Firelight, starlight, and songs that are old but new. South Sea Island magic has brought me the magic of you.
Well, come on, boys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
The Refreshment Club bids you so long for today and this year. Be ready for another fun session tomorrow, New Year's Day, with Clark Dennis, who finally does Hamlet, we hope, Helen Jane Delkey, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, Frankie Papilla and his accordion, and the cadet. Of course, I'll be with you, too. This is Don McNeil saying so long. So until tomorrow, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.